With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Campy Kennedy brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. 99 cent coffee, any size, any time. Lindsay's from Natick. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Lindsay just graduated from UConn, Kennedy.
What?
Go Huskies.
That's dope.
Thank you. Go Huskies.
What was your degree in?
Biomedical engineering.
Nothing you can use.
Yeah. Life's going to be tough for you.
My brain hurts.
I don't think I could spell that.
Bio.
UConn.
HUSK something. All right. Lindsay, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Sure. Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you, too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You're going to win yourself $100. If you tie, you lose. Looking at the big board, Kennedy has 2,725 wins, only 223 losses. She has now, as I said, stepped out of the studio. My brother-in-law, David, is visiting from Florida. David, you do confirm that Kennedy has left the studio.
She is out of the studio.
Okay. David was worried that we might cheat or something.
He's a pastor, so his word is truth.
This is legit.
He's like, I'm shocked too.
All right, here we go, Lindsay. Question number one. Demi Lovato got a tattoo of her meemaw when she was 26 on her forearm. Who is Demi Lovato's longtime on-again, off-again boyfriend from that 70s show?
I can't think of his name.
Question number two. Courteney Cox shared a throwback picture of the Friends cast on their way to Vegas back when they were still nobodies because the show hadn't aired yet. Which show aired longer, Friends or The Big Bang Theory?
I'll say Big Bang Theory.
Question number three. According to a new poll, almost 11 million people are going to call in sick to work on Monday.
Alert.
Because of Game of Thrones on Sunday night.
I'm not feeling well.
In the chest. It's in my chest.
He's coming down with something.
It'll be the worst of Carson and Kennedy on Monday.
I got the Westeros Nile virus.
What is the prize trying to be obtained throughout the entire series?
The Iron Throne.
Question number four. Drake's music has been banned from a Milwaukee radio station as their NBA team is taking on the team from Toronto. What are the animal mascots of those two teams for Milwaukee and Toronto?
The Bucks and the Raptors.
Question number five.
Get it.
Selena Gomez has 150 million followers on Instagram, but she still thinks social media has been terrible for her generation.
Yep.
Selena Gomez played Alex Russo on which Disney show from 2007 to 2012?
Wizards of Waverly Place.
Of course.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
That's a UConn head right there.
Well, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
Oh, you're in trouble.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
All right, then.
She's wicked smart.
Well, we knew that.
Yep. I have 4 out of 5 correct,
ooh,
Kennedy.
Bringing it.
For Lindsay from Natick, who just graduated from UConn. These are tough. You ready?
Yes.
Demi Lovato got a tattoo of her meemaw when she was 26 on her forearm. Who is Demi's longtime on-again, off-again boyfriend from that 70s show?
Wilmer Valderrama.
1-0. Question number two.
UConn.
Courteney Cox shared a throwback picture of the Friends cast on their way to Vegas back when they were still nobodies because the show hadn't aired yet. Which show aired longer, Friends or Big Bang Theory?
Friends.
Big Bang Theory was on for 12 seasons. Friends was 10. Tied at 1. Question number 3. Almost 11 million people are going to call in sick to work on Monday, Kennedy, because they're going to be watching Game of Thrones on Sunday. What is the prize trying to be obtained throughout the entire series?
The Iron Throne.
Yes. We are tied. Nerve-wracking.
It's tense.
Is that right? Question number four. Drake's music has been banned from a Milwaukee radio station as their NBA team is taking on the team from Toronto.
Dan's up in her grill.
Oh, hi.
Dan. You know what that means. He don't think she's going to get this one right.
Kennedy, what are the animal mascots for those two teams from Milwaukee and Toronto?
Can you read the question again?
Sure. What are the animal mascots for the two teams in the NBA conference finals, Milwaukee and Toronto?
Milwaukee Bucks, Toronto Raptors?
Yes.
Rogers. Rogers.
All right. So we are tied at three going to the final question.
So dense.
Or excuse me, tied at two going to question number four. Drake's music. Oh, no.
What, is Lindsay doing?
I know. I got a lot going on in here. It's confusing me.
Tied at three going into the final question.
Thank you, Saul. Selena Gomez has 150 million followers on Instagram, but she still thinks social media has been terrible for her generation. She played Alex Russo on which Disney show from 2007 to 2012? Got him.
Kids TV.
The Wizards of Waverly Place.
Hey!
Thank you.
That's impressive. Well done.
I guessed it yesterday. It had to be right one time.
Yeah. Lindsay, you end up in a tie 4-4, so Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry. But I do have a $50 gift card to Anthony's Coal Fired Pizza. Anthony's Coal Fired Pizza fans can now enjoy the family-friendly restaurant in Natick, which I know you're from there. Enjoy it.
Yep.
If you want to find out more, go to acfp.com. Lindsay, what would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Lindsay from Natick, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, brought to you by our awesome friends at Cumberland Farms. Christine is from North Attleboro. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Say hello. My brother-in-law, David, is visiting from Florida by way of Ireland. Would you like to say hello to David?
Sure. Hi, David.
Hi.
Hi
you need
there.
To say something like Faith McGore or something.
I hope you hide your lucky charms this morning.
Sometimes I'm very hit or miss.
Christine, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Sure. Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good
David,
luck.
David, would you
Good
follow
luck.
David, will you follow Kennedy into the soundproof studio just to verify?
You actually want me to
Yeah, go ahead and follow her. It's nice to have somebody around to verify that we're not cheating.
He's like an independent accounting firm.
That is exact. That's
Except
it.
Except he's related to you.
Okay, so they are now in that soundproof studio. They can't hear anything that is happening. Again, if you tie, you lose. Question number one. Black Mirror released its trailer for season 5 showing cameos from people like Miley Cyrus and a couple different members of the Avengers. Which streaming service does Black Mirror air on?
I'm
going to
say Hulu.
Question number two. Hardee's is serving a Fruit Loop mini donut milkshake. It features vanilla ice cream mixed with Fruit Loops, topped with whipped cream and a mini donut. Oh. Who is the mascot for the Fruit Loop cereal? Hello?
Not Toucan Sam.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Question number three. Charlie XCX and Lizzo are here to save pop music. They have a new song called Blame It on Your Love. Is Charlie XCX from Ireland, Germany, or England?
England.
Question number four. Stassi Schroeder, is that right? Am I pronouncing that correctly? Stassi Schroeder is one of the cast members of Vanderpump Rules on Bravo. Said the most recent episode of Game of Thrones made her psoriasis flare up.
What? She posted a picture. It was like so bad after the episode.
Got her all stressed out, huh?
Is she allergic to dragonfire?
Maybe.
The series finale of Game of Thrones airs this Sunday. Who wrote the Game of Thrones books?
I was just talking about this yesterday at work.
Oh, good. We'll give a scene.
I don't know.
So you didn't know what you were talking about then?
Question number five.
No,
you sound like me.
Yeah. That happens a lot.
That's why she likes this show. So.
That's literally my job. I don't know anything about what I'm talking about.
Outcast members Andre 3000 and Big Boy reunited for Big Boy's son's graduation. Yeah. And seeing photos of them together apparently will make your heart full. Outcast told the people in one of their songs to shake it like a what?
Polaroid picture.
All right. That we got.
I think I got that girl.
One right.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please. Did I do something wrong? Did I miss one? Oh, I missed one of the Chi-Chi questions.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
All right. Kennedy, yeah. I have, let's see, is it 3 out of 5 correct for Christine? My brother-in-law David is in here hanging out with us. Can you verify that the studio was soundproof and you could not hear any of the questions?
I can verify. I don't have a clue. We didn't have a clue what was going on.
What was she doing in there?
We're just sitting chatting.
Oh, yeah. What were we talking about?
We learned about East Side.
East Boston.
We were
talking about gentrification. It was fun.
Yeah.
light topics on a Friday morning.
You were gone for 30 seconds. It got that deep.
That's what we do.
Okay.
He and I. We've got that I kind just of said, relationship.
She has nobody else to talk to intelligently. So when David's here, she's like, oh my God, you I finally what? Have an adult I can talk
Unequal.
To.
Unequal.
Yes.
Got into urban sprawl. There's a whole lot of stuff in there.
She did.
You were in there for like 4 minutes.
She used those words. So I'm like,
all right,
wow.
Let's get to it, Kennedy. These Amazing. Are tough. Question number one. Black Mirror released its trailer for season 5 showing Ooh. Cameos from people like Miley Cyrus and some members of the Avengers. Which streaming service does Black Mirror?
Netflix.
Okay.
That show is so good.
So good.
1-0. Question number two. Hardee's is serving a Fruit Loops mini donut milkshake. Kennedy, who is the mascot for Fruit Loops cereal?
Toucan Sam.
2-1. Question number three. Charlie XCX and Lizzo are here to save pop music with their new song, Blame It On Your Love.
Uh-huh.
Is Charlie XCX from Ireland, Germany, or England?
England.
That is correct, Boom. Kennedy. 3-2. Question number four. Stassi Schroeder, one of the cast members of Vanderpump Rules on Bravo, said the most recent episode of Game of Thrones made her psoriasis flare up. The season finale of Game of Thrones airs this Sunday. Who wrote the books?
George R.R. Martin.
Mm. My agita. Oh.
4-2. Question number five.
Good. Let it go.
Outcast members Andre 3000 and Big Boi got back together for Big Boi's son's graduation. Kennedy, they had a song where they told you to shake it like a what?
Polaroid picture.
Yes, that Woo! Is correct. Nice job, Kennedy. Kennedy got all 5
Much like
right.
the Bruins, I got the sweep.
Hey.
Christine, I'm sorry you don't get the cast, but I do have a pair of tickets. You're going to see Hugh Jackman at the Garden on October 1st. Tickets are on sale
now.
You enjoy that, okay?
My daughter is obsessed with The Greatest Showman, so she's going to be so excited.
Oh, yes.
What's your daughter's name?
Leah.
All right. Leah, you enjoy that show. Christine, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Christine from North Attleboro, and unfortunately, I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Game time.
Kippy Kennedy brought to you by our great friends at Cumberland Farms. Madison is from Westford. Good morning, Madison.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
I am told that Madison was in Canada this morning.
What?
I was.
Wow.
That was a wicked quick drive.
Early and often, man.
Left really early after working overnight.
Oh, my gosh.
Bless your heart.
All right, well, say good morning to my brother-in-law, David. He's in here hanging out with us this morning.
Good morning, David.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you?
I'm good. I'm tired.
So am I.
Yeah, we made him get up early, come into work. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Madison?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Annie, does it feel like every woman that talks to my brother-in-law on the show this morning?
It's like, hello.
Hello, David. You know, he's married to my sister, ladies.
Back off.
He's up. All right, here we go. Question: 5 pop culture trivia questions. Kennedy is now gone to that soundproof studio. You got to get more right than Kennedy to win. You tie, you lose. Question number one: 6-time Dancing with the Stars champion Derek Hough turning 34 today. What is his sister's name, who's also a professional dancer?
Julianne.
Question number two: Get your drink on, ladies. Today's National Pinot Grigio Day.
I had a glass of Pinot Grigio last night.
I thought you were going to say this morning.
That too.
Is Pinot Grigio a red or a white wine?
A white wine.
Question number three. Former pro wrestler Ric Flair was rushed to a hospital yesterday in Atlanta after suffering a medical emergency. What is Ric Flair's nickname?
Oh, I have no idea.
Okay. Question number four. Robert Pattinson reportedly now the front runner to be the next Batman.
No. No.
Who was the last Batman before Ben Affleck?
Christian Bale.
Question number five. Adele has purchased a second Beverly Hills home for almost $11 million. What does Adele name all of her albums after?
Her age at the time.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please. Oh, let's see.
Kennedy!
All right, there it is, Kennedy.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
I got some problems over here with my computer. I think I got it fixed, I think. All right, so what do we have, Dan? 4 out of 5.
Wow,
yeah,
okay.
She did really well, and she got through it pretty quickly. Nice job. These are tough. Question number one. Six-time Dancing with the Stars champion Derek Hough turning 34 today. What is the name of his sister, who is also a professional dancer?
Julianne.
Tie to one. Question number two. Get your drink on, ladies. Today is National Pinot Grigio Day.
Okay.
Is Pinot Grigio a red or a white wine?
It's white.
It's lit.
I had a glass last night. Can you believe that?
No. Yes. Annie, get classy.
With my eggplant parm. My mom said, red wine, Annie, red. And I'm like, ugh.
You actually
can't.
Were they out of Mick Ultra?
They might have been.
Tied at 2. Question number 3. Former pro wrestler Ric Flair was rushed to a hospital yesterday in Atlanta after suffering a medical emergency. Kennedy, what is Ric Flair's nickname?
Oh, I was going to go, woo!
That's a saying.
The Nature Boy?
Woo! Oh, that just made me feel good. 3-2. Question number 4. Robert Pattinson, Kennedy, will reportedly be the next Batman.
Just stop with the Batman.
Stop.
Who was the last Batman before Ben Affleck?
Oh, before Ben Affleck?
Yep.
Christian Bale.
That is correct. 4-3. Question number 5. Adele has purchased a second Beverly Hills home for almost $11 million. Did she say she's giving it to her ex?
That's what one of the sources was saying.
Mm. Amazing.
Get out of my house. I'll buy you a new one. Please.
What does Adele name all of her albums after?
Her age.
That is...
Woo! That's 50 for 50?
Woo!
No.
No.
Oh. But it is a sweep. Just like the bees.
Hey. Break out the brooms, baby.
That was a nice job, Kennedy.
Feeling herself.
Madison, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of concert tickets. You're going to see Louis Capaldi at Royale on October 9th. Tickets are on sale right now, so you enjoy those tickets, okay?
Awesome, thank you.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Madison from Westford, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.